day before the Florida primary. If you're watching the polls, it looks like Mitt Romney has this thing all sewn up. But if you're looking at the campaign stops, the speeches and the ads, kind of looks like a clash of the titans going on down there, with both Romney and Gingrich really going for the throat, not just with the attack ads, but the things that they're saying during campaign stops when they speak to voters. Joining us now, Phil Latzman, anchor and reporter for our member station WLRN in Miami. Welcome back, Phil.
Hi, Celeste. Good to be with you.
So these two, you know, in previous states, we've seen Gingrich really going for Romney, but we've seen Romney, to a large extent, kind of ignoring Gingrich and attacking the president instead. That appears to have changed in Florida.
You really saw that over the past week, the two debates that these candidates had, and the two Republican rivals who are front runners in Florida really continued to slam each other's record on the campaign trail over the weekend. Mitt Romney was in Hialeah. That is the fourth largest city in the state. It's heavily Cuban enclave that's right near Miami. He was hammering Newt Gingrich again on his work on behalf of the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation in a state where, of course, foreclosures are rampant. Let's hear what he had to say.
I think the reason that you find it hard to connect with the speaker is that, you know, over the last 15 years, he's been in Washington and he's been working for people like Freddie Mac.
And then Romney addressed Gingrich personally about his Freddie Mac connections.
Your problem in Florida is that you worked for Freddie Mac at a time that Freddie Mac was not doing the right thing for the American people, and that you're selling influence in Washington at a time we needed people to stand up for the truth in Washington.
And that's what Mitt Romney had to say. We'll hear what Gingrich had to say, but you can hear the line of attack here in Florida revolving around our housing crisis.
Well, and the housing crisis has definitely been felt in Florida more so than many other places in the nation. How is that particular message playing with Florida voters?
Well, that'll be interesting to see. I mean, that is what Mitt Romney really has been out front with his point of attack has been on Newt Gingrich's connections, whether you call it quote-unquote lobbying or not, which he's kept away from that word. But that really, I think, is what he feels is going to resonate most with people here, because almost everybody in this area in South Florida and in the entire state, especially down here in our area near Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, the listeners to WLRN, they certainly know people down the street, next door to them. Every other house at some point has had a foreclosure sign. We can almost see thousands of them in your own community. So that does hit home here. And the fact that our unemployment rate is at 9.9% in the state, it's still above 10% in a lot of places. And a lot of that has to do with the construction industry has just kind of died here. So housing is huge.
Well, we're speaking with Phil Latzman, anchor and reporter for our member station WLRN in Miami. Romney's spending about $16 million on these ads, and clearly he doesn't want to take anything as a given, as he did in South Carolina. But let me just ask you, what is the anyone but Mitt sentiment? How does that play out in Florida?
Well, I think it certainly plays out among the Tea Party crowd. And the Tea Party crowd was huge here. It helped to get Marco Rubio elected as a U.S. Senator a couple of years ago. It helped to get Rick Scott, a very conservative governor, in there in 2010. And there's a sense from the Tea Party folks, many of them are here in South Florida, a lot of them are in northern Florida, that Mitt Romney has not paid a lot of attention to them. And you also notice that on the campaign trail, as you see these events, Mitt Romney gets a fair amount of people, but really Newt Gingrich has the fervent support. But you do get the sense that the more conservative Florida voter is certainly not a big fan of Mitt Romney's, and they're more inclined to vote for Newt Gingrich. But there are a lot of prominent conservatives here who have backed Mitt Romney, and I think it's starting to take its toll on Newt Gingrich.
Well, then let's talk about Newt Gingrich, who
yes.
People have said has actually a fair amount of grassroots support in Florida, and yet people are also saying he doesn't have any chance to win.
Well, the polls are out, and they're showing that, in fact, the latest surveys of likely Republican voters in the state, I think you guys mentioned this before, NBC News, Rasmussen, the Miami Herald, Mason-Dixon, all showing Romney up by at least 11 points in each of them. And since he went on this attack, that seems to have turned around. Now, Gingrich yesterday, while Romney was in South Florida, Gingrich stuck to the all-important I-4 corridor, which we'll be hearing, and you just talked about it on the show, a ton about it coming up, obviously, in the main presidential presidential election. Gingrich was on the I-4 corridor in the Tampa suburb of Lutz, where he had this response to the Romney attacks.
As a very hard-hitting Reagan conservative, and the idea that that record would be deliberately falsified by a Massachusetts moderate using money from Wall Street, from the very companies who have been getting money from the federal government, is really about as big an outrage as I've had in my career.
Massachusetts moderate, and then he framed the choice between he and Romney here.
This party is not going to nominate somebody who is a pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase liberal.
So you can hear Newt Gingrich is starting to fight back a little bit, but it really is getting nasty, isn't it?
It definitely is getting nasty. You know, one of the things that people say all the time, Phil, is that the same voters that you appeal to during the primaries aren't the ones that you appeal to during the general election. And I wonder how that works out in Florida. Are these primary voters sort of the far-right conservative base? Is that who votes in Florida?
They're the ones that are, I think, motivated to get out there. And this should also be mentioned. I think we mentioned this on the show the other day, but more than 500,000 Florida Republicans have already voted early or by absentee ballot.
Right.
And that is about, I think, about 50% more. They have about 300,000 voted in 2008 early or by absentee. So you could tell they're motivated to get out there to unseat the incumbent president. But you could also see that more absentee ballots were requested by the Romney campaign than anyone else. So he might have the advantage there along with the polls. But there's a certain sense of enthusiasm here among Florida Republicans, at least by the early voting.
And with that early voting, that would make it much more difficult for Gingrich to pull off the kind of upset that we saw.
He's not as organized here as Romney, Celeste. And Romney's got people on the ground here. He's had them here for months. Gingrich is sort of late to the scene with that surge in South Carolina. So as far as organization is concerned, there's no question that Mitt Romney is in much better shape than Newt Gingrich.
And it appears that there's not much question that Mitt Romney will take Florida. Phil Latzman, anchor and reporter for our member station WLRN in Miami. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Celeste.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.